Representative Mike Rogers is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He's joining us now. Good idea to have these exercises, as they're called, in Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all NATO allies.
It's a great idea. You need to reassure our allies that we will be there. We're not walking away from our NATO commitments. Do I think it should be more robust? I do. Do we think we could do larger exercises, NATO exercises, U.S.-led NATO exercises in a place like Poland? I do. But this is a very good start and a very good sign to let Putin know that we won't tolerate, the United States won't tolerate any incursion into NATO states. And I also think and hope that we can get to a better position, a U.S. position in Ukraine.
But Putin knows that an attack on a NATO ally, whether Poland or these Baltic states, that's an attack on all NATO allies. Given Article 5 of NATO, he's not going to be that reckless.
Again, we're not dealing with somebody who has the same rational thought process that we may have thought even 2 years ago. He's made decisions based on what he thinks the position of both NATO and the U.S. are. And currently, he is not certain that that will invoke a NATO response. We are having a hard time getting our European allies, even centered around sanctions, on what his actions in Ukraine and Georgia. They've walked away from the NATO talks with Georgia because of the Russian invasion in South Ossetia in Georgia.
That was back in 2008.
Back in 2008. And they said they wouldn't be there long. They've built full-time bases for their FSB officers along the borders, big, and I actually have been on the border and seen these sites. They have schools, they have playgrounds. These are not temporary facilities. They're there for good. And so I think all the indicators led Putin to believe he can be more bold, he can be more aggressive. There's just not a lot that NATO and the U.S. can do.